Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone texted in and said, lifelong UW fan, my ticket broker buddy had free tickets to the 2024 Sugar Bowl with UW in Texas, offered to me last minute. However, getting to New Orleans on short notice with a place to stay that wasn't going to get me shot and airfare was going to be around $5,000.
God.
Even with free tickets, and that doesn't even include missed work, travel expenses, etc.
And the short notice is what kills you if you're trying to go on the road. Like right now, you're not getting any more. Like in college football, you don't get more than like a week and a half, right?
It's like, whoops. Head on up. I got to be careful with this. Because I don't want anyone to die.
Ooh.
But.
Okay.
If someone is going to die, I respect hunters. If you're out there and you're a hunting bro, and I got a really good friend of mine who... He goes out, I know a lot of people, but this guy in particular.
This guy? Oh, wait, sorry, hold on.
Where is he?
Gonna go blow some ducks?
Yeah. I have a friend of mine that goes every year, he goes bear hunting, and he uses every piece of that bear, right? He's got a couple bear pelts.
He does it the right way,
he makes bear stew. I know elk hunters, deer hunters, and they
Yeah, Bartu's that way.
Yeah, dude, and it's a serious thing. I've always said, like, I want to go on one of these hunts with him. I said, I'll go with you sometime. And then I found out, he goes, yeah, dude, I go for like a week. And he goes, we basically hike around for like 4 days. Maybe we find something and we got to hike 3 days and pack everything out. And I'm like, I got to spend a week? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm out. I was hoping like maybe we could go for like a nice weekend or something. Like, because he's got a place out in the Okanagan Highlands. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So for those people, I absolutely respect. Trophy hunters, not so much.
Different story.
These are just rich pricks that spend like $100,000 to go to South Africa and have someone basically walk up on an animal and shoot it. So a Texas real estate magnat, millionaire, and trophy hunter was killed by a Cape buffalo during a hunting expedition in South Africa, according to the Safari Company, which described the incident as sudden and unprovoked. What do you mean unprovoked? You were trying to kill the Cape buffalo.
Boy, did he not have his gun drawn? Maybe that was it.
His name's Asher, and by the way, his name was Asher.
Of course it was.
And again, I'm not trying to kick salt on anyone's grave, but you're a Texas millionaire named Asher Watkins, had been tracking the bull for a kill. You were tracking it, or the guy that you paid a couple hundred grand was tracking it for you? When the large-horned animal staged an attack first off, awesome, buffalo. I love how we're acting like it was unprovoked.
Doing anything but defending itself from dying later that afternoon.
This is from the Conrad Vermark Safari, CVS. Asher was fatally injured in a sudden and unprovoked. I love how they keep saying unprovoked.
Isn't you bringing a gun to his home provocation?
Yeah. Said by an unprovoked attack by an unwounded buffalo. Like, we hadn't shot the buffalo yet. He was tracking with one of the professional hunters and one of our trackers. Said the family of our team members were present at the time and are understandably shaken out of respect for the family's privacy. There's no further details. It says that Watkins and the family had a longstanding friendship as part of the CVS family, which means they had probably spent millions of dollars over years to shoot animals just to go ahead and put their heads on the wall. And I like that on their website it said that the Cape buffalo are considered one of the most wanted and dangerous game animal by trophy hunters across the globe. No other animal has a more fearsome reputation than a Cape buffalo.
Really?
Responsible for several deaths and many injuries to hunters each year, the buffalo is regarded as the most dangerous animal to pursue in Africa, let alone around the world.
Well, here's an idea. You don't have to go hunt it if it's so dangerous.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, I never want to celebrate anyone's death.
That buffalo didn't hold a rifle to your head and say, come out here and hunt me.
These are the weirdest things. It might be the only time when I kind of look at someone dying and I'm like, yeah, you kind of had that coming.
Well, this falls under the play stupid games, win stupid prizes umbrella. I mean, if you show up in a wild animal's habitat
with
the intent to kill it and you get killed instead, that's a bad result to a bad game.
Do I have to feel bad? Can I feel bad for his family?
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
but also kind of happy that the buffalo killed him.
Yeah. I think you could say that.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You brought this on yourself. That's fair. I mean, obviously, you didn't think going on this hunt that was going to be the case, but you took this inherent risk. I'm sure you signed some waiver or something like that. And, yeah, I mean, there's certainly no blame on the buffalo at all. And the problem, I mean, I don't know about problem, but I don't know that this is going to change anyone's ideas about whether or not they should go on a big game hunt, but maybe it should.
Like I said, if you're out hunting an elk or a bear to eat and you die, I feel bad. When you're out literally trying to hunt an animal that you know can kill you, and the only reason you're hunting it is because you think it makes your penis bigger, and you can make up for some sort of weird inadequacy you have, and like your daddy didn't love you.
Well, it makes your den that much more immaculate.
Yeah, and that you just have a bunch of money and I don't know, you don't have any real hobbies. It's count me for team animal. And this happens once in a while, whenever I read one of these stories, I can't help
but... elephant, it's a buffalo, it's a tiger, someone's getting mauled.
I can't help but snicker. I just don't feel bad in any way. And also that his name was Asher. I don't know why, but that kind of... and then he was a real estate magnate. I don't know why, but like all of that just comes together, and I don't want
to
be.
Well, and you continuing to bring up the unprovoked line that they keep using. What do you mean unprovoked?
That's what I'm saying.
It's unprovoked if you never show up in the first place, but you did.
Dude, that's like, if you look this dude up, by the way, there's like a million photos of him holding like every animal around the world.
Yeah.
And I'd like to believe that somewhere there's a photo of like the water buffalo,
the king buffalo, him.
Just standing over him, like kind of posing. Like there's not like a little bit of irony to that. You spent your whole life just like holding dead animals for no reason.
So you remember Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas?
He's
a bit of an enigma and kind of a piece of work, but he had an interesting philosophy on this. He once said that he doesn't believe in shark attacks, and someone said that they thought that sounded stupid, and he goes, no. Has a shark ever come up onto land where you reside and attacked you? No, they have not.
No.
If someone shows up into your home, souk, and they start swimming around your kitchen and you hit them, that's not a souk attack. That's someone like burgling your home. That's someone attacking you. So there are no shark attacks. When you go in the shark's water, that's just the shark being a shark in its water.
Yeah. Someone saying Grizzly Man online. What? Yeah, same thing.
Yep.
Like when Grizzly Man got eaten by that bear, that David Treadwell guy, there's part of me who's like, ah, you know. And I never want to root for...
Yeah, the bear buddies got together that night. And they're like, it's about time someone did that.
I do not want to root for human beings to die. But at the same time... You kind of had this one coming, just a little bit. Plus, I love the Cape Buffalo. We were the Cape Buffalo, by the way, is criminally underrated. Like we were, I think Dirt and Sprague were talking about this. They were like assigning animals to all members of the fan. I think you got Labrador.
Yeah, I think I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what I think it was a Dirt and Sprague thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where somehow they were assigning animals.
Yeah, I think I was, or maybe either Labrador or Labradoodle. Was it a Labradoodle or Labrador?
I think they just said Labrador.
Okay.
Because you're just like, you're just happy, kind of go lucky and all that.
Yeah.
And so they were like kind of going around, and I got hit with the Cape Buffalo.
Really?
And they were worried that like I was going to be insulted by that. I'm like, dude, the Cape Buffalo's badass. Like I often think that I'm more of an American bison. I'm built for the high plains. It's my spirit animal. But yeah, if we're going world, like you give me the Cape Buffalo, let's go. And I'd like to
cooler
think
than
that,
the Labrador.
That my spirit Cape Buffalo stomped the hell out of that douche that was out trying to kill it.
Well, good for you and your proxy.
Keep putting it out there that it was an unprovoked attack. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Kawhi Leonard saying it was fraudulent. Don't believe him.
It's unprovoked, even though you were on there, the explicit mission to kill
provoke,
that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we shut it down when we come back. Club 1080, one more segment.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.